So we're sad, we're down, and for naught. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen.
There's some of those east of here. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done all to stand.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Are we doing all that we can to stand? If I'm looking at me, I know I haven't. I remember something Brother John said last night about infirmities and things, and you look at things you've gone through, and you kind of, if you're not careful, you can sound like you're kind of glorying in yourself. You don't want to do that. Paul says we don't want to do that. But we can stand up and tell people about, hey, this happened or that happened, or I went and did this or that or the other. But what about God? What about the Almighty? What about what keeps us going? We'll go on. I'm going to verse 20, if anybody wants to know. Stand therefore, verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girded about you with truth, and having all the breastplate of righteousness, or having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Amen.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. And we know that he's got a lot of them to throw in different areas.
Sure.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is in the Word of God, praying always with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit, and watching therefore, or thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the ministry of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Amen.
Amen.
We should. We should speak boldly to God, or about God to the people. But however, on to my notes. We'll kind of mutter our way through this deal. Look at the country. Everybody talks about it. I'm always carrying on with my dad about something that our blessed leaders have done. And if some of us in here, and I know a lot of you guys are young and you don't know the difference when we talk about it, or you can't imagine it, but I think about my childhood and things that the things I was taught. My dad taught me to be a gentleman, hold the door for a lady, respect your elders, yes sir and no sir. Just what I thought were the basics that a guy grew up knowing. And there were those times when you said, hey, you know, I wish I looked like that fella there, that movie star or something. And my parents would tell me, be thankful for how God made you.
Amen.
He made you exactly how you wanted you. So be thankful for it. Well, now, I mean, there's a whole new aspect for parents to have to, you got to tell your kids things that you shouldn't have to tell them.
That's right.
And at ages that they don't have to know.
Amen.
That they need to be thankful for not only who they are, but that God made them a male or a female, and that's the way it is.
Amen.
And in that, you are made in His image, every one of us. And they want to alter that. Who do you think set the helm of that deal? We don't. And you look through just the way the country is and it's going, and the way they're broadcasting their message, well, Satan's message technically, I've got pet peeves with little statements, and you can go ahead and laugh. But have you ever heard anybody tell you to work smarter, not harder? I want to read you something here in a minute about that. And about, or, hey, this one's my worst way to get under my skin. Agree to disagree. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Well, how in the world can I agree to disagree? It don't work. Because somebody's still holding on to something. So, but Colossians, you don't have to turn over there. But just to make me feel better about my sense of humor. Colossians 3:3 says, no, went to the wrong one. 3:23, sorry. And whatsoever ye do, do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord and not unto men.
Amen.
And if you think of, and I guess the reason I've got that burr on me for that work smarter, not harder business is because I think the guy that told me that one time, I was in a hole digging, and covered in dirt, and he was standing there in a pair of white pants. And it kind of just, he was younger than me, but whatever, it seems to be a millennial mentality. Of this, elevate yourself beyond such a thing. God worked hard. Look around out here.
Yeah. Amen.
Look at the mountains. Look at the, even the desert. Beauty in everything you see. Amen. He worked hard. Amen. A man is supposed to work hard.
Amen.
Now, does that say you just go at it like a bonehead and dig with your hands? No, it gives you sense enough to use a shovel. But nevertheless, a lot of guys, I think, anymore, are trying to dodge work.
Sure, amen.
And you look at the way we were brought up. I know you guys, all you guys worked hard.
Yeah.
And kids have lost the respect for their work. They don't understand it. And building things or whatever, it gives you a general respect. But back on down the way here, I could look and say on a fleshly side of it that pretty much all was lost. America's lost. Back to what I was saying about my childhood, from what I grew up with to what I know now. We've lost politics. Now they cheat them and get to stay in office.
Right.
I mean, anybody else would have got removed. Education. Education is a huge, huge deal. And for a lot of people, it's a massive roadblock in your life because they've made it so that both mom and dad have to work. What are you going to do with your kids? Well, you got to send them to school somewhere or daycare or whatever you. But what are they telling them?
Yeah.
What are they feeding into their head?
That's
right. So, yeah, it's like Biden. And no offense if anybody likes him. I don't. But he says we got to save our children. But if you look at what he's doing, honestly, they're trying to steal them.
Yeah.
And if they can get your children morphed into their mentality today in the fight they're having, they don't even have one tomorrow.
Right.
They beat you today.
Amen.
So, and forgive me, kind of a sloppy notebook for notes, but anyway. Satan, of course, we know he's in charge of doing it. He, like we spoke of, spiritual warfare. He's behind these people. He has their influence. He's the one driving it. He may know with a lot of us older that he's lost with us. But he's going to take what you hold most dear and try to do that.
Amen.
He will bring you down. He will bring you to your knees. And he will also try to destroy what future you were building for God.
Amen.
So how does he do it? Well, he beats on all of us with it, but music, movies, video games, I've got, my kids have played video games. My oldest boy, luckily, I feel better because I finally see where I got somewhere with him. And it was after he left. He's got a job. He's got himself a pickup. He works. Went and got himself a nice, a little jealous, 10-colored AR-15. Got him a scope and all this fancy stuff on it. But I helped him. I took him a 50-round mag to Colorado because they won't let you have one. But I bought it in Mexico, so it was a gift. Either way, but you look at it, his video games turned me, my mind onto a bunch that I had no idea existed.
That's right.
Those things are, you might call me crazy or overboard, but they're a satanic brainwashing. And I watched him play them. He'd get to the end of the thing and fight this monstrous looking devil with a cow head on it. Big muscled up thing. And he was more or less fighting Satan. And I put a stop to it when I noticed he couldn't sleep. He's having bad dreams, fighting a lot with it. And I said, you know, that's what it is. Me and this one here were riding down the road over here the other day from Albuquerque, and I've got him looking up stuff for me. And I said, you know what? Find that thing your brother used to fight on that video game and tell me if there's some group in the past or something that maybe they had a god similar to that. And sure enough, if you look and you dig around in them, you will find that some of these idols from centuries, they're in there. Well, who knew to put them there? Amen. Satan did. So, you think, well, okay, so that's bad. Kids are addicted to them. They got to do something. Well, no. They don't. How about music? How long do you think some of these horrible, horrible rock bands have been going on? Anybody got any idea? I know a bunch of them because I've listened to their music, much to my shame, but I'll tell you, 1991, I looked this one up. Anybody ever heard of Metallica?
Yeah.
Okay. 1991, Metallica released a song called "The God That Failed." Anybody know the lyrics? Part of them, they're horrible. The healing hand held back by the deepened nail from the God that failed. They don't even hide it. What was Satan's job in heaven? You think he gave it up? Who do you think his ministers are? There's another one that is absolutely an abomination, and I never cared for him much, but 2001, a band called System of a Down. They have a song that says the name of the song is called "When Angels Deserve to Die." They also have multiple other ones that are completely blasphemous. They go through horrible lyrics. I had a good friend that was strung out on that bunch, and he finally got out of it and quit. One that I always got a kick out of is called Disturbed. 2002, they put out a song called Prayer. That song goes through pretty much blaspheming God and says, "Heaven, your light's not hot enough." And goes on through, "This is my prayer. Take the light away," something like this, and a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Unfortunately, they'll pay for it one day, unless they change their mind. But they're not hidden like I've heard the stuff that come out of years ago. I mean, you're talking Led Zeppelin and all those guys from back then. They hid it. They tried to ease it in. Well, he ain't even hiding it anymore. He's like, "Here, this is what we need to think." we beat around the bush and try to, oh, let's ease it in there. We don't want to upset them. He don't care. They're not bashful. Your movies back to your games are your games. I mean, and they've got some bad stuff, and I would look out and I would watch what your kids are seeing for sure. But anybody in here like movies? I love movies. Always have. But I about can't find anything worth watching anymore. It's either completely gruesome to the degree of why did they have to go that far?
Yep.
Yeah. Or it's full of the Greek gods or some mayhem like that. Magic. And now, of course, the big agenda, even with the superheroes, if you like Marvel and all that stuff, every one of them. Homosexuals, lesbians are all being shoved down your throat. They're being shoved down your throat, but they're being gently put in your child's mind.
Sure.
Because they're funny. They're a likable character. Surely I don't want to upset them. That's my hero. But what that just feeding that constant in their head, it's no big deal anymore. Jude, you can turn over to Jude or you can listen whichever way you prefer to do. Jude, verse 7 and 8. Well, they're unfortunately just the one. he wrote here, he should have wrote more. Verse 7 of what I guess we want to call it, chapter 1, verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, and are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also the filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak of evil dignities. These people are almost like they're taking your entertainment, reading the Bible first and coming up with a script to be dead against it.
Sure.
And so it leaves you in a lurch. If you want to be a part of the world, I would suggest to start separating. The removal of God is everywhere. Yep. Well, I'm back in educational views for the kids. Is God in school at all?
No.
Nope. He's not in entertainment. He's not in music. He's not in school. Well, what else do we do? So, okay, well, what about Common Core? Anything about him in there? No. You. And you can answer me out loud. Do you remember being in school in Vegas there for a bit when you first went to, Sumaro? What did they want you to study about? Or was it Ethan? That they wanted him to study about Muslim, any other religion except Christianity. He was not allowed to talk about that one at Brown Middle School. Wasn't allowed to talk about Christ. He could talk about Muhammad, he could talk about anybody, but they would not let him talk about him. So the fair was out the window, if that's what everybody was looking for, which it's they're not. You were biased when you don't like them, but they don't like you and what you believe, it ain't welcome, and they're not.
Sure.
So you can't worry about hurt feelings or nothing. You got to do what's right.
Amen.
2 Timothy 4:4. I like bouncing around in the Bible. John knows this. Some of the other ones might not have, been through some of them. 2 Timothy 4, verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables.
Right.
Our society is getting to where it's about built on fables. I mean, nonsense. They're trying to get rid of history. I heard, let's see, what did I hear last? George Washington was a womanizer and a drunk. That ain't what I was taught. I heard that he prayed in Valley Forge. I heard he was a godly man.
Right.
I heard that I went to a church he was associated with in Kentucky. Well, his mother church, anyway.
Right.
So everything I got proof of says he was a godly man. Says he and a multitude of other fellows built this country
right.
on godly values and on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, they're saying, nope. In other words, I've had it out with an English teacher in a college I went to over this and almost failed. But I managed to pull through. Common core education. What's everybody think of that? And your kids doing that? I mean, I learned 2 + 2 = 4 pretty quick. I got fingers. I didn't need to make a whole mess of hash marks and whatever they do.
That's
right. So they want to disrupt everything that was in every regard. Always at the center, get rid of God and especially Jesus.
That's right.
Because, I mean, how many times do you hear people, oh, well, you know, we believe in God. Yeah, but could you pry it out of them to get them to say they believed in Jesus? Probably not. The only thing I find about common core is that it's pretty much commonly at the core of Satan.
That's
what I think of it. So they've gone, and where was it that they removed the Ten Commandments from courthouse? Was it Junction? Grand Junction? Yeah. They got rid of prayer in school. They removed God off of everything. They want Him so badly off of our money. But so far they haven't pulled that one off. But they don't want Him on there. Either way, they want Him out of church, they want Him out of state, they want Him out of school, they want Him out of everything. All the influences for that, they're amping their forces up and having a heyday because they think they're getting it done. It seems that our poor country has gone from glory to God, glory to America, now it's swapped over pretty much and gone to glory to us. People want it. They don't want to give it to where it's supposed to go. They want to carry on. They think they have succeeded with getting God removed from every piece they can. So now, let's start removing Him from people. Because we come from monkeys anyway, right? Well, I didn't come from one. I offered a kid a chance and I had an argument with, not an argument, really a discussion in a Sunday school class. He refused to believe there was God. And I said, well, where do you think we came from? Well, they taught me at school we came from monkeys. I said, okay. I said, well, how about we go, this was in Vegas. I said, let's run out to the San Diego Zoo. We'll get permission from your mom. We'll take a tent. We'll camp out by the monkey exhibit. And we'll wait on them to change. And he says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, we need to wait on them to change because they're going to be just confused and lost when they come walking out of that pen of monkeys as a person. They ain't got no ID. They ain't got an education. Anybody could take advantage of them. And he says, well, what are you, nuts? We can't do that. I said, why not? He said, well, they're not changing anymore. Why? Well, I don't know. I said, why'd they quit? He couldn't answer me. And at that point, I seen the light bulb come on. I don't even know where he's at. Dylan.
Amen.
Good. Good.
Amen.
Either way, hopefully he tries to stay on the right way. So, everybody's in tune with the news and everybody knows where we're at. They know if you read your Bible, you know the signs of the times and things of that nature. Sometimes that can bring you down, depending upon how you look at it. It should pep you up. Get out of this mess. Back on this subject of creation and removing God from that and of humans and of children, this is a theory of mine. If you go, as society is pushing, and you want to really, really drive it home, Avery, you were lied to. You were supposed to be a girl. Sorry, buddy. Were you pretty proud of the fact that you were made in God's image?
Yeah.
What happens if you get to just randomly decide that you ain't a boy no more like He made you? What happens if she decides she's not her anymore, she's going to be Henry? You're kind of taken away from the Creator. And not kind of, but you really, really are in a bad way. Go run over here. And I remember that from here in a class I taught. Psalms 139. Thanks to Miss Lori, I remember this one real good. So go to 139 and verse 13. For Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
Amen.
If you go on down to 17, or well, from 15 on, my substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret, curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in Thy book all my members are written, or were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. What sounds like he had a pretty good idea who I was. Or anybody else. And if you look at that 14 there, and you go on down to the hot topic of the day, however it came to be, that horrible thing called abortion. Well, I think that they're either just trying to rob God of everything He did or sling it in His face if they can't do anything else.
Yeah, that's it.
They'll turn this. I nickname them the alphabet people because they've just come up with so many, I don't know where they're at these days. But they'll have you be anything but what He made you.
That's right, amen.
And that's what they're telling as little as that one that's asleep right there. If I let her go to school. I'd sooner him be at home and illiterate than get that way. Because they just want to do him in. But so what about us? The parents, the grandparents? I mean, they get after the kids, and you know all the ways. I hope you're informed of all the ways. I hope everybody keeps up on everything that your children are around, the influences, the things that they can be taught. But we ought to be pretty mad about it.
Amen.
And I don't think it's an unrighteous anger. By any means, it's not wrong to be mad at it.
Amen.
They came after, if you look at how they were working it, you were talking about it. They came after mom and dad first, didn't they? Like you said, they sent men off to war. Women had to go to work. But you'd like to say that that was just life circumstances. But it wasn't. It was created to cause them what it did. Was it right for the men to go fight? You bet. I think it's wrong for men not to if they can. But they started pecking away at mom and dad. Because they needed to start tearing down that home. Because home and family turn into church. And church family, they keep chipping away at it. They're after church right now. That's their plan to destroy it. They wanted to eat away at it until they could finally get it. And lo and behold, they have finally got gumption enough to go after God, like we've been discussing with everything they tried to remove Him from. Fourteen one of Psalms says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Well, it's hard to not gloat sometimes that you'll be there when they're proven wrong. But you're not supposed to do that. You've got to keep the right heart about you and try to feel for them. Think about the way that the divorce rates went up and mothers and fathers divided homes, divided kids, and just the attack that they made on the home. And then all in the works of getting those children faster and faster that they could get them, because mama's got to work, because there's no dad, dad's got to work, there's no mom. They're sharing the kids. When the kids have time to take care of school, feed them what you can while you got them. I wish we were that exuberant about getting the word out there to our kids as they are. I mean, unfortunately, we can kind of take lessons from the bad guys about how to get it done. 2 Peter 2:1. I had it bookmarked. Rest of y'all are slow. 2 Peter 2:1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there were or shall be false teachers among you. Privily shall they bring damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction.
Yep.
And they will. They're going to get their swift destruction. It's coming. God's given us time to do our work, though. Sometimes I find myself kicked back waiting, wonder when He's going to hurry up and come get these people. Well, I need to stop looking and say, when's He going to get them and straighten them out? I need to go get as many as I can back or in before that swift destruction comes. Back in thinking about home and dad and mom and all these things, God being removed from it all. What is dad? What do you think of when you think of dad? A protector, a guide, a leader, a provider.
Amen.
I wrote right here above this, an innocent takeover. Yeah, innocent takeover. I was looking at it the other day thinking, man, they Boy Scouts. Who thought Boy Scouts was wrong 20 years ago? Not many, right? If you want to be kind of naive about it, I guess, or if you want to get real technical with it, shouldn't dad have been teaching you that?
Sure.
Wait a minute, why wouldn't he? Because his plan was an innocent takeover and it worked. Hey, dad need to go have some dad time, self time. Need to go to the golf course. Mm-hmm. Need to go bowling. He needs to do this. Anything but what God wanted him to do.
Amen.
Get them all in this stuff and start easing it in. You ever heard of a pot of cold water and putting a frog in it? He'll just sit there with the eye on underneath it until it's too late to get out.
Yeah.
Now you drop him in hot water and he'll hop right out. You put him in that cold water and cook him slow and he'll just hang out. I think we've kind of done that.
Amen.
Just a little bit. I mean, you could go on and on about moms and dads and their parts and different sorts. Hey, marriage. Let's get that one. She just hates cords. No offense. I forgot you like them. But they're nothing but a giant turbo. A diesel mechanic thing. I'm sorry. Marriage. I've got mom and dad. I've got them busy. I'm tearing apart the house. I'm separating them. I'm giving them all these other things to do so I can get their children. Hey, you know what? Why don't we just change what marriage is?
Sure. Exactly. Yeah.
God's in that too, isn't it? I think he's mentioned directly in that. He ordained that for the first time.
That's
right. So let's get that too. They don't... One thing have they not tried to overturn thoroughly that he is in or has to do with. God is, as a father, you're supposed to look to him as an example to be a father.
That's right.
He disciplines you.
Exactly.
He guides you. He leads you. He protects you. You got to follow him. It's not two men. It's not two women. It's not a transvestite or a dog or nothing. It's a man and a woman.
Right.
Tear it apart, he wants to do. He's even got into our midst. We were talking about it earlier. Versions of the Bible. I've always looked at that version of the Bible business as that was Satan's Tower of Babel revenge tactic against God.
Right.
He was mad because he messed him up with what he was doing. Comes in subtly, gives somebody the idea to start coming up with this version, that version, that version, until we can't even communicate in our own language.
Right. Amen.
Broke us up from the inside out. Family, home, mom and dad, church. Now let's get God. But again, we act like we're beat, we're tired, we're weary, and we're done in. They're rallying their troops.
Mm-hmm.
We need to.
Amen.
Look at Isaiah. Most people got this memorized, I should think. I don't have the whole thing memorized. I might have and forgot. But again, I'm planning on getting hit in the head. Isaiah 40. Everybody knows that one. Most people think it's really pretty, and it is. But it's real true. Isaiah 40, verse 28 to 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, neither is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utter failure or fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
We trust in that. And you really ask him for it, believe it. I believe 100% he will renew you and make you vibrant again for it.
Amen.
Make you feel like you can go out there and get it done. And not look at all that we've lost in America, because you look at the rest of the world, they've been persecuted and tormented and everything else, and had every gun took away and every right taken away you can imagine.
That's right.
We're the last man standing, so to speak.
Yeah.
And yes, there's a lot of fighting for guns and whatnot. I seen one sign that can kind of make you question it. There's a business in Grand Junction, and on the side of it, it says, "In guns we trust." No. I like my freedom. I think I should be able to have things like that, but no, I do not trust them. I can't. They ain't going to save me. God did.
Amen.
We're falling away. Churches are getting depleted of people, which ends up in the long run with works that could be in other areas getting depleted. So the reach of what once was a long arm is now shortened. Everybody feels like, oh, well, they need to pick up the slack over there. Boy, I sure wish they'd stop that. Well, maybe they are you.
Amen.
We're them. We're all that's left. God says the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Well, no. But boy, we sure could have a shinier looking outfit going in there. I mean, a waver in faith is almost like rusted armor. Our children today and what I fear that they're around and they learn and they see and they hear, that's the church of tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Where God tarries or not, He told us to prepare for the next day every day, to plan for a future. That's it. You can worry about the polar caps melting. But if you read the book, there's going to be four seasons right up to the day He comes back.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about an asteroid hitting us because it don't say anything about one getting us. I think there's one out there close, somebody said. I forget, just the other day they were talking about it was 500,000 miles out there. And I've drove a lot of miles, but that was never in my scope of worry when something was that far away. But God, mostly God, told me, this is how it's going to happen. You ever seen somebody that, and I'm jumping ahead just to touch in my notes, but you ever seen somebody that knew they had the game won before it was over?
Yeah.
Hey, here's a good one, because we live in Colorado. Philip Dorno, what was it? Seattle Sea Chickens. They were playing Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning, went to the Super Bowl, and just a flop. The Broncos just got whooped. Now, they knew they had it in the bag. How did they behave? They were happy. They were thrilled. They went out there and still played hard and just kept hammering away at them. Why don't we work? Why don't we fight that way? Why don't we?
Amen.
We know we have it won. It's in the bag.
Yeah.
And yet we act whipped.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
And I truly hope that everybody knows about these educational standards and all these influences and things that their children are involved in. I really do. But mostly I hope that you want to raise your child to go be in the house of the Lord. Trust.
Amen.
Could you imagine if you didn't know the depression that you would wake up with every day? We have hope. You look like somebody ran over my best dog. We shouldn't. We need to be happy. We need to look for happiness. And we need to focus on it. There's a cheap bookmark right there. Joshua 1:9. This bookmark's cool. Get where I got it. Be strong and courageous. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, wherever soever thou goest.
Amen.
He's with me all the time, He protects me all the time, He guides me, He leads me if I listen to Him. And gotta do what He told me to do, gotta follow his leadership as my father, prepare my children for whatever is to come, give them the strength and the faith, let them know what's right by him. We're soldiers. We're being called to battle.
Amen.
We need to have a good morale.
That's right.
We got the win in the bag, like I said. Already got it. Need to act like it real bad.
Amen.
And you'd be surprised at just how many folks might be attracted to just that. One more thing, and I'll be done. Don't know if I'm long earlier or what in between. 2 Timothy. In Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness,
amen,
which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day.
Amen.
And not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about sometimes why I don't want it. And I think not for personal gain, because it won't matter much up there, I'll have it all. But because I don't want to be sitting there empty-handed when it's time to say thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And by I mean thank you for salvation.
Because
that's right. That's what it's all about, what we're supposed to be saying. And boy, if you ain't got it, you need it.
Amen.
And if you get the news and the world and the way things are, don't scare you out of the world. Anyway.
Thank you, brother.
Which one of you master of ceremonies have at it?
Everybody stand. Thank you, Brother Jimmy. Listen to me. What he said is true. We are soldiers.